Australia has the third most expensive public transport network in the world, with Sydney the most expensive in the nation. Sydney commuters spend an average of $50 a week on public transport, translating to over $2,500 a year. And in a cost of living crisis, you better believe this adds up. Everyone deserves access to affordable and reliable public transport. And that's why Kobe Shetty, Greens member for Balmain, is calling on the New South Wales government to introduce 50-cent public transport fares across the state, you know, like Queensland did, to discuss further. Kobe Shetty joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Danny. How are you?
I really appreciate you getting up early to have a chat with us. Thank you so much.
No worries. Happy to be here.
And this will obviously, if this comes true, this will be saving full-time workers a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, we know that we spend so much money on public transport in this state. And I think recently we've seen Queensland go and drop their fares to 50 cents. Mm. And it's been incredible. The uptake up there it's been rolled out for about a year. They've had 20% increase in people using public transport, which is really important. And they've managed to save people heaps of money in the process. So we've got another state just up the road who are demonstrating that it can be done.
And obviously public transport doesn't run on good intentions alone, because if it did, my bus wouldn't go anywhere because I never enter it with good intentions. But it does need to be paid for and everything. But you're sort of saying that lowering the fees to 50 cents, making it more available to people, getting more people onto the network is the thing that will make it affordable and sustainable?
Yeah, that's right. And I think a lot of the time when we start to talk about 50-cent fares, people's reaction is, oh, that's really expensive. How are we going to pay for it? I think we've really got to try and shift the way that we're talking about this, because it's not a matter of not being able to find a way to pay for it. It's actually just political will. And we've got mechanisms that we can use. So to give you an example, up in Queensland, they charge coal royalties and they go up if the coal prices go up. In New South Wales, they charge about 8% for coal royalties, no matter how much it costs. So if New South Wales looked at doing something similar, they could actually make billions of dollars of extra money. And that sort of money can be pumped into really good public services, like making public transport fares cheaper for people. So it's about being a bit more creative and not just accepting that everything's too expensive and we can't take really good and important measures to try and really tackle the cost of living in a meaningful way.
And an affordable and effective public transport network is certainly an indicator of a functional civil society.
Yeah, and I think what's disappointing in this state is that we see successive governments willing to pump billions of dollars into building more toll roads. The WestConnex project, for example, cost something in the order of $45 billion. 51% of that was sold off for just under $10 billion. So the people of New South Wales have paid $35 billion for a toll road, gets more people on the road. It's bad for the environment. It means that people are slogged with massive toll fares for many, many years to come. And then they're not investing that kind of money in public transport network. So as I said, I think it's more just about political will and political choices. If governments are willing to spend billions of dollars on toll roads, why can't they spend billions of dollars making it cheaper for people to get in and out to work and around the city and making our public transport fares really cheap?
Well, I'm wishing you the best luck on this, and people can go to your website and sign a petition if they wish to support, and I will put links to that up on the 2SER website. You had some big wins there in regards to public transport in the last little while. Ferry services have returned to the Balmain West Wharf.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, one of the things we've been really working on when we've been dealing with the fallout from WestConnex and all the extra traffic congestion is trying to make sure there's really good public transport networks in and out of the area so people have got other options than getting in their car and getting stuck in that Rozelle interchange. So the Balmain West Ferry went away about 11 or 12 years ago. Yeah. They were saying it wasn't used enough, so they got rid of it. The community has been pushing for it to come back ever since, and so we've been working alongside them. The Greens have been working alongside them, and so has my office, doing a lot of work, and gratefully the government has reintroduced that service. So at the moment it's mainly a commuter ferry, so there's a few services in the morning in peak hour. There's a few services back in the afternoon, but we're hoping if everyone can really make the most of it and the uptake is really good, that we can start to get that service expanded so that there's more ferries during the day and ferries into the weekend as well.
Yeah, we should be talking about the Balmain Ferry the same way we talk about the Manly Ferry, because not only is it a functional way to get in and out of the city, it's just an absolutely beautiful drive.
Yeah, we hopped on the first day, myself and quite a few members of the community. It was really great. There was probably about 40 people that jumped on the same service as me on the first or second day. And it's a beautiful way to travel. It's just so calm and peaceful. It's really nice to look out the window and you get to see a part of your neighbourhood from another angle that you don't usually get to see from the water. So it's a great way to travel.
And that wharf down there, awesome playgrounds, just a great place to hang out. If you're thinking picnic this weekend and the weather is going to be good, why not consider that? You've also had big wins recently there in regards to the Great Koala National Park.
Yeah, the Greens are really celebrating this one. Incredible to finally have the government annex that 175 hectares of extra parkland for the koalas. So that's been a really fantastic win. We know that all of the NGOs and lots of environmentalists have been calling for this to happen for a really long time. There was a risk that the koala population in New South Wales would become extinct by 2050 if the government didn't get on with it. So it's taken a little while. We were hoping it would have happened sooner because it's been 2.5 years of this government promising that it was coming, and we're really thrilled that it's finally being delivered.
And if we can't get behind koalas, then what can we do? Hey, Kobe, I really appreciate you joining us here today. I'll put links up on our website as to where people can connect with you and get behind your various initiatives. Keep up the great work, and thank you so much for finding time to have a chat with us today. I know it's a very busy day for you, and you taking the time means a great deal to us, so thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. It was great to be here.